The views and discussion expressed on this program are for general information only and do not necessarily represent those of the host of the program or that of Faith and Friends Radio, its staff and management. Discussion of specific points and general topics on this program are not meant to be taken as specific professional advice. Please check with your doctor on these issues.
Welcome to Your Holistic Health on Faith and Friends Radio. Your host is Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum of RX Integrative Solutions. Stay tuned as we examine different aspects of holistic wellness. Here is your host, Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum.
Hello and welcome to Your Holistic Health, coming to you live from the studios of Faith and Friends Radio in Dayton, Ohio. This is your host, Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum, holistic clinical pharmacist of RX Integrative Solutions. On today's program, we'll be talking with Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum and doing a book review on his book entitled From Fatigued to Fantastic. Each week, Your Holistic Health presents evidence-based practical tips on how to integrate body, mind, and spiritual principles into everyday living. We'll turn to Scripture to give us perspective on every discussion focused on wellness and prevention, because we believe that God is a central part of the healing process. And now it's time to introduce our guest. Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum is affectionately called Dr. T and the director of the Annapolis Center for Effective Chronic Fatigue Syndrome and Fibromyalgia Therapies. He's board certified in internal medicine and a founding diplomate of the American Board of Holistic Medicine. Welcome, Dr. T, to Your Holistic Health.
Pleasure to be with you today.
Well, I have to say something about our last names. So, Teitelbaum and Rosenbaum, they're both trees. I'm a rose tree. What are you?
Living in Hawaii, I'm a palm tree.
Oh, great. So now I'm swaying with the wind. Actually, I'm going to a luau tomorrow night, so how coincidental.
Very cool.
All right. So from fatigued to fantastic, it sounds like a wonderful promise. Why'd you write this book?
Well, I learned about chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia the old-fashioned way. I came down with what I call the drop-dead flu when I was in medical school, and I was just non-functional. 6 weeks later, I could barely get out of bed. And since I was paying my own way, that meant no work study, no scholarship, no loans. And I was homeless on the street with this disease. And it was funny. I mean, the professors in medical school, God bless them, they all did the best they could. But they figured, well, we know there's a virus, but you're still sick, so you must be depressed. And that's how, you know, what they did with chronic fatigue syndrome back then. But it was funny. On the road, homeless in Tulsa, it was like God put a sign on my park bench that said homeless medical school. And all these different practitioners, physicians, osteopaths, chiropractors, naturopaths, herbalists, energy workers, they would stop by, and sometimes they'd feed me and I'd eat, you know, they'd have a pizza or something, and we would talk medicine and talk healing. And all these different things taught me how to get well. So I was able to go back to medical school, did great, and have spent the last 35 years researching treating people and teaching about how to get well from these illnesses.
From personal experiences grow wisdom and the ability to serve and to give back. What a fabulous story. And you're not alone. We hear many stories like yours along the way, but perhaps not so dramatic. And I appreciate you sharing that and being open with our listeners. Before we get into the interventions more specifically, let's do a little bit of comparing and contrasting the two conditions that we're talking about tonight, because I think there might be still room for more understanding. Chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia.
Okay, let's break that into three pieces. One would be day-to-day chronic fatigue. You know, people are just exhausted. How do you tell if you have just plain old fatigue versus these other problems? Well, if you can get a good night's sleep, you don't have chronic fatigue syndrome or fibromyalgia. And that's really quickest way to distinguish it. So if you're exhausted, it goes away with vacation, you're able to get a good night's sleep, that's something else. And we'll talk today about how to get that energy tuned up for that as well. But if you have chronic fatigue syndrome, or fibromyalgia, both of those are exhausted and can't sleep. That tells you that's going on. Now, in fibromyalgia, there's also widespread pain. But in most people, what you'll find, the main difference between CFS and fibromyalgia, is that if you go to the rheumatologist's office, they'll say you have fibromyalgia. And if you go out of their office and go next door to the infectious disease doctor, they'll say you have chronic fatigue syndrome. For most people, they're the same disease. But having said this, they're like snowflakes. No two people are the same. Each of them have a different mix of processes. Some fall more to the fatigue. Some fall more to the pain. But you've got to take the time to sort out what's causing the energy crisis, causing these illnesses.
Ah, the root cause. I love hearing that. Get down to the root cause.
Mm-hmm.
That's very non-traditional of you to say that, Dr. T.
Well, that happens when you're on the other side of the white coat. You kind of learn to get non-traditional really quickly, you know.
Well, you know, years ago when I was in pharmacy school and they taught a bit about CFS, chronic fatigue syndrome, and fibro, we had a bit of a discussion about Epstein-Barr syndrome. And I'm, you know, at that time, I was of the mindset that it never could never be cured or never go away. Would you speak to that, please?
Well, a couple things. If you think about chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia, I'm going to use the two interchangeably today. As being an energy crisis where you basically blow a fuse. Just like there's many ways to blow a circuit breaker in your home, there's many ways to do so in your body. And there are literally dozens of infections that can trigger the energy crisis. Epstein-Barr is simply one of many. Now, the problem is that the blood test for Epstein-Barr, for chronic Epstein-Barr, just tells whether you ever had the disease. It doesn't tell whether it's still active or reactivating. So 95% of people, healthy people walking the street, will have positive Epstein-Barr antibodies. But most doctors don't know that and say, oh, that test is positive. That's what's causing it. And it's not so. It's just one of many things that can trigger the energy crisis and CFS and fibro. But the good news is that our placebo-controlled study, which is a gold standard, you know, put together with the help of NIH researchers, study showed that 91% of people with CFS and fibromyalgia improved, most of them dramatically, relative to the placebo group who did very poorly.
All right, now I'm going to say it again because I'm shocked that your statistic, 95% of Americans would test seropositive for Epstein-Barr antigens. Is that correct? Did I hear that?
Once you're over 20, because most people have had mono, it's called a kissing disease, and people start kissing, and even without kissing, they're going to catch it. It's a normal disease of childhood, and most people have had it, and once you've had it, the test will be positive for the rest of your life. It simply shows that you're immune.
And when you talk about energy drain, this is perhaps a bit of a different twist, but would that also include chi energy?
Absolutely. If you're looking at the energy, we talk about biochemistry in modern Western medicine because that's where the money is in pharmaceuticals. But there's biophysics to the body as well. And whether you're working with the chakra system or the meridian systems, the name that's been given to that energy, there's many names, is a chi. So yes, but the two go together. We'll be talking today about the biochemistry of making energy, but that also ties right in with having chi energy. They're kind of mirror images of each other. So you can raise both by treating either.
All right. I think another fear, spoken or unspoken, is that once one has this pain, I mean, I've seen a lot of clients that have fibromyalgia that come to me for other reasons than they would come to you. And they express, my whole life has been so turned upside down by this constant pain that it's almost like a kindling effect. So now I'm anticipating the pain on top of experiencing the pain, and it's overcome me. And I don't think I can ever dig out. What do you think about that, or what do you tell your clients?
Well, Dr. Kathy, here's the thing that people need to know. Pain is not the enemy. It's like the red flashing oil light on your dashboard saying that something needs attention. And in medicine, if we go to the doctor and say this red flashing light is bothering me, they put a Band-Aid over it and say, better? Okay, good. And then you wonder why the motor burns out a couple miles down the road. But the pain is saying, pay attention. There's a, if you break a leg, it's obvious. You have a hand on a hot stove, it's obvious what it's saying. But most of the time, it's biochemical. It's saying we have a problem here, and we'll talk about how to address what that is. And if you don't pay attention to it, if you don't give the body what it's saying it needs, it will get louder and louder and louder. It's called central sensitization. It's a technical term for that. Yes, it's trying to get your attention, but it's like you have a red flashing light on your dashboard, but it doesn't say oil. You don't know what it is. And here's the trick. When you have that pain, especially in fibromyalgia, treat it as if that's the shine light, S-H-I-N-E. It's saying we need sleep, hormonal support to treat infections and inflammation, nutritional support, and exercise as able. And what our study showed is that when you give those things, not just do people get their lives back and feel better, the majority of people, the pain went away. So if you put oil in the car, oil light goes out. You give shine, the pain goes away.
All right. Before we go to break, I'm so curious. What's missing here, I believe, is perhaps the psychological component, and wondered if there's still a prevailing theory that there may be some underlying depression as a root cause now of fibromyalgia.
Yes, mostly by people, doctors who are either lazy or work for the insurance companies. We'll get the psychosocial or the psychodynamic of this disease, and all diseases have a psychodynamic. When we get back from the break, happy to give you what it is for CFS and fibromyalgia.
Okay, that's a deal. If you're just joining our show, this is Your Holistic Health. Tonight we're talking with Jacob Teitelbaum on his book called From Fatigued to Fantastic. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Your Holistic Health is brought to you by RX Integrative Solutions. Many Americans are taking prescription medications and wish they could find a way to take less. 42% of us have tried some type of complementary or holistic practice, including vitamins and other dietary supplements. Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum of RX Integrative Solutions provides personalized consultations to review your prescription medications and dietary supplements and helps you find a simpler, back-to-basics way to health. She'll work in partnership with your primary care physician. For more information or to sign up for a consultation, visit rxintegrativesolutions.com. That's rxintegrativesolutions.com.
We're back. And you're listening to a live broadcast of Your Holistic Health on Faith and Friends Radio in Dayton, Ohio. I'm Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum, and tonight we're talking with Jacob Teitelbaum about his book, From Fatigued to Fantastic. I'm really holding back, trying not to say anything more about those names. That's a challenge tonight.
Well, it's like your family. What can I say?
Well, thank you for your kindness in allowing me that. All right, we're talking about symptoms. Let's talk about symptoms of fibro, and let's talk about that psychological or not component and how you feel about it.
Well, I think that all illness is a mix of mind, body, and spirit. And to try to separate one from the other is just, I think, a silliness that's brought on because insurance companies pay for one and not the other. But we know in heart disease, the studies show that people with heart attacks are at increased risk of having cat hostility and repressed anger issues. Does that mean if somebody comes into the emergency room with crushing chest pain, you say, oh, just relax. Say, oh, whatever happens to be. No, you put them on the intensive care unit, and then later you take care of the mind-body issues. The same with chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia. If you think of an energy crisis, it makes sense because the psychodynamic is one of having low self-esteem as a child, overachieving, trying to get approval from somebody who just wasn't going to give it, and taking care of everybody in the world except one person, yourself. Basically, these are people with this disease, we tend to be approval seekers, and we have trouble saying no because we want to avoid conflict. And if you think about it, if you can't say no, you're going to be attracting every energy vampire in town who's going to come and dump all of their stuff on you. You know, the ones who come by and they see you're feeling a little better today, they say, oh, the horrible thing, and they dump all of their emotional toxic waste on you, and they walk away saying, I feel so much better now, and you feel like, I'm dead, you know. So there's two key game breakers for that. If you have this disease, I'm going to give you two thoughts on mind-body and the psychodynamic, psychospiritual component. Number one, you know, our brains are just telling us what we're programmed to do as a child, whether you're taught by parents, and, you know, civic leaders and church and synagogue and all these well-meaning folks. They would come along and say, this is what you should do to be a good boy and girl. And sometimes that's authentic to who we are, and sometimes it's not. And, you know, so when the chairwoman of a thousand ways to waste everybody's time committee comes by saying, we need you to do this, and everybody else is running for the hills, and you're like a deer in headlights, and you're kind of fixed in place. Your brain is going, well, if somebody has to do it, if I don't know who's going to, blah, blah, blah. And your gut is going, run, run. Basically, if something does not feel good to you, there's a simple thing, and that's to say no. And that's just called being authentic to what your spirit is saying, because that's how it's going to tell you. If something, when you're in prayer, you know something feels good, you know something doesn't feel good. And when something doesn't feel good, to me, that's my soul's way of saying no. The other thing is, we can get you better. And we treat people from all around the world, and most of them by phone consultation. Many will fly to Hawaii to see us. And we'll get most people better. But I tell people very simply, if you get better so you can go back to what made you sick in the first place, your body will crash you again. So as you get better, you want to start to use those energies for things that nourish your soul, not for things that sap it dry.
You know, I think the concept of boundaries might be one to introduce right now briefly to our listeners, that if you're a caregiver or a rescuer or someone who can't say no, it feels guilty in the first few attempts, but put boundaries around your giving and use the rest of that time, energy, focus to turn back on you, because if you don't replenish, it's just going to go down, spiral downhill, and it's a losing battle. So I wholeheartedly agree.
And you won't have anything to give pretty soon.
Yes. All right, let's talk about that SHINE protocol that you just alluded to a moment ago. Tell us what it is again.
It's sleep, hormones, infections, inflammation, nutrition, and exercise as able. But Dr. Kathy, I'd like to say one quick thing, because during the break you noted about you're helping people to come off medications. And although it's off topic, we see so many people diagnosed with Alzheimer's who do not have Alzheimer's. What they have is they're toxic from their medicines. And you get them off the excess medications that they don't need, and their so-called Alzheimer's goes away. So if you have a loved one with Alzheimer's, call Dr. Kathy and make an appointment for her to work on that with you. You'll find many times you're going to get your loved one back. And so I just had to interject that, because it annoys me so much in medicine that we just throw two meaningless medications at people and say you have Alzheimer's and send them out if they're confused.
Thank you so much for that. I appreciate it. That was unscripted, actually. I appreciate that. Okay, now again, let's go through the steps. So for fibro pain, exactly what sequence or how do you work through a sort of a typical intervention?
Here's what you do. You start with sleep, and I'm going to give people natural remedies. There's one called the Revitalizing Sleep Formula. That's a mix of six herbs, a melatonin, 1/2 milligram. A good, in wintertime, a nice hot bath with Epsom salts. You take 2 cups of Epsom salts, which are magnesium salts, throw them in a tub of hot water. It'll soak into your muscles, relax them, relax you, and help you sleep. Many people with CF fibro will need medications. But very low dose. Trazodone, Flexeril, just 3 milligrams have been shown to be very effective without the side effects, Neurontin. So there are medications that help sleep, help pain. But again, you want to go low dose because people have medication sensitivities with their fibromyalgia. Hormones, if you have fibromyalgia, you need thyroid hormone unless your thyroid is elevated. Now, that's a broad statement. The tests are horribly unreliable. They miss the large majority of people who have an underactive thyroid, and you need to treat the patient and not only the blood test. So if you're tired, achy, weight gain, cold intolerant, you need thyroid. It's that simple. And you want to use a bioidentical desiccated thyroid form. So you want to give hormonal support, always bioidentical, or virtually always bioidentical hormones. That's what you need. For those who say, well, but my doctor said these synthetic ones are better, well, that's because he bought into the science, into the advertising from that company. The science is very clear that bioidentical is better, safer, better tolerated, more effective.
Actually, just as an aside, I heard that from an endocrinologist that the new sort of target cutoff for TSH for diagnostics for hypothyroid is now 2, whereas some of the tests still go up to 4 and 5. even though that's quote unquote called normal in the tests that you might see on paper, that technically speaking, and it's true for many of the chronic illnesses, diabetes as another one, the numbers just keep getting tighter and tighter.
Yep. Now, don't always believe the numbers. Dr. Kathy, let's give the listeners a way to understand what normal means in medicine. If you want a normal range for tests, say I want to test for shoe sizes, you measure 100 people who randomly come by the street, and the 95 in the middle of the normal range is called two standard deviations. So basically, unless you're in the lowest 2.5% of the population, it's going to be normal. Now, say you lose your shoes, and you go into the shoe doctor, and the doctor will say, well, here's a size 5. It's in the normal range. And you happen to be a 280-pound, 6-foot-4 guy. Well, you're going to say, my toe doesn't fit in this thing. And the doctor's going to say, you're crazy. It's in the normal range. Or if you happen to be this petite young lady and you're wearing a size 12 and, you know, you need a size 7. So the tests give you an idea of what the mid-range is for the average person. It says nothing about whether it's adequate for what your personal needs are. Mm-hmm. So the way that you tell is by the symptoms. Low thyroid, tired, achy, weak, and cold intolerant. Low adrenal, you get irritable when hungry, what I call it feed me now or I'll kill you episodes. And if you're in marriage counseling or at a divorce attorney, there's a good chance that one of you have this problem that's causing it. It's just a really common thing.
So you need to educate the attorneys, Dr.
No, they don't want to lose the business, maybe when the case is done. You know, so simple things. So you give the hormones, infections. There are literally dozens of infections that can cause CFS and fibro. You don't have to chase them all. You have to treat candida. And we go through all that in the book and the rest. Nutritional support. Let me give you two quick things for anybody out there with fatigue. There's a vitamin powder. And again, I don't take money from any supplement or pharmaceutical companies as a patient advocate. My royalties all go to charity for that. So I'm very quick to give thumbs up where it's deserved and thumbs and raspberries where they're deserved. For vitamin powder, there's one called the Energy Revitalization System. It's by Enzymatic Therapy. One drink replaces over 35 pills. And if you think I'm pulling your leg, I give the listeners this challenge. Try to get what's in that one scoop and that one drink in less than 30 pills. I'll give you $100. Most of you will take 60 pills to do it. I put a scoop of that in a glass, and then I add a scoop of ribose, 5 grams of ribose. A study of ours, I was the lead author on a study, 53 health clinics, 257 CFS fibromyalgia patients. After 3 weeks on ribose, energy increased an average of 61%. That study was just published about 6 weeks ago. So ribose is amazing for increasing energy. So if you want a morning energy drink for anybody out there, again, the Energy Revitalization System vitamin powder and the 5-gram scoop of ribose. The brand I use is Korvalin, but any powdered ribose is fine. Add water and drink, and you'll find within 3 weeks your energy is going to be so turbocharged. You're going to be saying, thank God I listened to that show.
All right, and this is the safety person in me. You're a medical doctor, and I'm so grateful to have you giving this perspective, but we want our listeners to make sure that they talk to their primary care physicians first before trying any of the recommendations that you give, because they know their medical history much better than either you or I do at this time.
Well, Dr. Kathy, let me modify that just a bit, because if you go to your primary care doctor and say, hey, what do you think about this nutrient? They're going to look at you kind of blind and go, huh? So go to your holistic health MD physician.
There you go.
Who will actually know about these things, and they will give you two thumbs up and say, go with it.
There you go. All right, the exercise component of SHINE. Talk about that, please.
Now, the key is to exercise as able. Since you can't make enough energy in this disease, if you exercise beyond a certain point, instead of conditioning, you will crash and burn and be bedridden the next 2 days. So listen to your body. Start slowly, maybe a minute a day, and work up as is comfortable. You may want to use a pedometer to see how many steps you're doing so you can see that it's getting better and better. But when you get to the point that your body says, that's as far as it can go because it feels bad, tired after, and worse the next day, ease back, keep it at that level. And then using our protocol, what you find is after 10 weeks on the protocol, people are feeling so much better. Their energy is getting back towards healthy again, and then they can start increasing their walking more and more because they have the energy to condition. But it boils down to listen to your body.
We're coming up on the final moments of our show, and I have just a couple more quick questions I want to ask. And one is really more geared towards a take-home message for those who might be suffering from either CSF or CFS or fibro, because this typically doesn't go away quickly. It's months, perhaps years. It can drain one's heart and spirit. And I actually have chosen a scripture from Jeremiah 29:11 for those of you out there in our listenership who might be suffering. And it is this, one of my favorites. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." And one of the goals on this show is to give you hope. Do you have a message of hope, Dr. T, for our listeners?
For every illness that is out there, God has created a cure at the same time. And I have found, using a mix of natural and prescription therapies, that there are very few things that I can't help people get their lives back from. There is good reason to hope. And especially with CFS and fibromyalgia, you can get your life and your health back.
Excellent. Where can listeners go to get more information about you and your book?
My website, www.endfatigue.com. To find a holistic doctor, or to find a CFS and fibro specialist, there are clinics all around the country called the Fibromyalgia and Fatigue Centers. So www.fibroandfatigue.com. And if you'd like to come directly to me, either with a phone consultation or in person, we're happy to help you get well. And information on appointments with me, you can find that also at endfatigue.com.
All right, endfatigue.com. Well, we're all out of time. I'm going to wrap up the show with a quote of the week, and today it's about spiritual healing. And this is from Nathaniel Hawthorne, and I quote, "A bodily disease, which we look upon as whole and entire within itself, may, after all, be but a symptom of some ailment in the spiritual part," end quote. Thank you so much again, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, for being with us this evening.
My pleasure.
And this is your host, Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum of RX Integrative Solutions. You're invited to my website online at rxintegrativesolutions.com for a free library of health-related articles I've written just for you. Please tune in again next week at this same time to hear Judy Schillinglaw, Master Gardener, and the Lavender Lady talk about lavender on the next edition of Your Holistic Health. You are loved. Blessings, and good night.
The views and discussion expressed on this program are for general information only and do not necessarily represent those of the host of the program or that of Faith and Friends Radio, its staff, and management. Please contact your healthcare provider for specific professional advice on these topics.
Thank you for being a part of our discussion today. Please join Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum each Friday, 6 p.m., on Faith and Friends Radio for Your Holistic Health.